أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم بعثنا من بعده رسلا إلى قومهم فجاءوهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا به من قبل كذلك نطبع على قلوب المعتدين. ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى وهارون إلى فرعون وملئه بآياتنا فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين. فلما جاءهم الحق من عندنا قالوا إن هذا لسحر مبين. قال موسى أتقولون للحق لما جاءكم أسحر هذا ولا يفلح الساحرون. صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 74 to 77 of Surah Yunus. In the ayat yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, his challenge to his people that whatever their plans, their plots be, they should execute it and they should make it known. He has his tawakkul, his trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Continuing from there, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ. Thereafter, after Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, we had sent many rasuls, we had sent many nabis. For example, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and a whole host of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam was sent down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The message of the Nabi was one and the same message, and that is Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The response of the people were also similar, that they denied the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, and hence Allah ta'ala says, فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. These Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had come down with very clear signs from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they are the Nabis of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. But the people were not going to believe in that which they had denied before. The first was denial after the first message of the Nabi. The continuation of the message of the Nabi, that continued, and there was a continuous denial from the people. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, as a consequence of all of that, كَذَلِكَ نَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. And that is how we seal the hearts of those who transgressed. First there is denial, and then after denial there is arrogance. That arrogance breeds stubbornness. That stubbornness then breeds opposition to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And then when they begin to persecute the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then seals their hearts. Now there is no possibility of the entry of iman or hidayah from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah ta'ala speaks about the two nabis that Allah Ta'ala had sent to Fir'aun and his people. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. Thereafter we had sent, after these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Musa and Harun alayhimu salatu wassalam, إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ, to Fir'aun and the chiefs that had lived in the time of Fir'aun. بِآيَاتِنَا, we sent them also with very clear signs. What was the response? فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. The people responded with arrogance. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. And they were a sinful people. The zulm, the atrocities that they had caused against the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. Then when the haqq and the truth had reached them from our side, particularly here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the various mu'jizat, the various miracles that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his hand that would come out shining, that staff of his that he would place on the ground and it will become a snake. قَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا لَسِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They began to say that this is clear, manifest sorcery, black magic. قَالَ مُوسَىٰ أَتَقُولُونَ لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's response to them was a very clear response, that do you say regarding the haqq, لَمَّا جَاءَكُمْ, when the haqq comes to you, when the truth comes to you, أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا, that this is sihr, this is black magic. One important aspect here is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also showing us that there is sometimes haqq, but because of a clouded mind, because of a filthy heart, a person begins to think that the haqq and the truth is falsehood. Here is Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, miracles from Allah Rabbul Izzat, but because of a contaminated, a filthy heart, they could not see what was right and what was wrong. وَلَا يُفْلِهُ السَّاحِرُونَ. And the sahirun, those who indulge in black magic, the magicians, they will not be successful. In other words, again Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is showing them that you can see day by day, my deen is going towards success, my deen is going on the rise, and can you not see then that this is haqq and this is the truth from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.